I am categorized whether I like it or not, but I've had songs covered by bluegrass artists, country artists. I started out in what was at one time sort of the rhythm and blues capital of the country down in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, which was a sort of a spinoff of the Memphis studios, you know. And so I'm really sort of all over the place. But basically, I try to think of myself more as, a pure songwriter, you know, which means I write in, you know, all kinds of genres.
I hear your wicked laugh, sunlight through an open window, all around your angel face, swear I see a halo.
In this world of the 21st century, I mean, actually, singer-songwriter is kind of a genre to itself, and I mean, I guess you would agree with me that it's not necessarily the commercial music that most people are buying or hearing on the radio, but it's more artistic, more personal, more from the heart than a product that you're intending to create.
Well, it is the music they hear on the radio, but it's the music as performed by the people who actually wrote it. It's you know, most of I worked in Nashville for I was signed with PolyGram for 8-9 years, and you know, I had a lot of friends that wrote a lot of songs for a lot of pretty well-known people, but I mean, we're the guys that actually wrote the songs, you know. So but as far as coming out to hear a guy when, you know, with a guitar, yeah, that's, I guess that's sort of a smaller thing. But you know, fortunately these days it really doesn't matter, you know. Thanks to new technology, you know, there's really sort of a market and a niche for just about everything.
These days, noticing things, smell of the rain, wind in the trees when it gets moving, seems to say I'm not alone. And someday, love's gonna carry me home.
You've been performing a number of decades, and you're performing in this small venue of the Carnegie Community Arts Center in Somerset, Kentucky. I assume you've performed in far larger venues.
I've had some interesting. I've played several times at the Ryman in Nashville, which is, for me, was a personal thing because I used to go there as a kid to see you know, country artists back in the '60s, and so it was kind of a big deal. One time I even got to play at Carnegie Hall with, you know, a whole bunch of other people, and so that was all exciting, you know.
How about, you know, performing in these small venues? How does that feel to you? What do you think? What is your connection to the small venues?
Well, I'll tell you, it always comes down to pretty much the same thing, whether regardless of the venue and all. It's you and an audience, and even if it's an audience of 10 people, you know, you still have to perform and make some sort of a connection. I mean, sometimes playing for a really large group is fun, you know, because just the energy of a crowd that size is really exciting. But to tell you the truth, I think the best shows are probably the smaller ones, because there's a personal connection that just isn't possible, you know, in an arena.
Oh, I'm one of the few. I'm proud to be standing. I walked up the pier. From the tall ships landing, my clothes were just rags, no good in this weather, but my back, it was strong, my hands tough as leather, climbed up these hills till I come.
On October 28th, as you perform for the Carnegie Community Arts Center in Somerset, Kentucky, what will be on your playlist that night?
Well, I do a range of stuff. I have 5 albums on Compass Records, which is Allison Brown's label, you may be familiar with, out of Nashville. And I do a pretty even range of songs from all those CDs. You know, I pretty much cover them all. But I have a bunch of some new material, and it's pretty spread out. And I even have a few things from before that when I was with Windham Hill. So I don't do a lot of those because those albums aren't really available, you know. I try to do a show that I find interesting. It, you know, some people do this and they go out and they just, you know, get a routine and they go out and just walk through it and smile in the right places and whatever. And I don't do that. I mean, my shows change from night to night. I get bored pretty easily, so I really have to do something that I find interesting. And, you know, and I try to be pretty low-key. I mean, the songs have a lot of intensity, so, you know, I try to come off as just sort of a normal guy and hopefully will maybe funny and entertaining, but, you know, I don't take myself that seriously, but I do take my work pretty seriously. So, yeah, they'll hear a pretty wide range of stuff I've done. And like I say, it's in a whole lot of different genres, so, you know.
Something for everybody.
I hope so, hopefully, or maybe something to offend everybody. I don't know.
No kings or landlords to treat us like beggars and thieves. There's no one but God here to feed.